Right, now then, my friends, most of you out there will know that I own an electric car, a Porsche Taycan. I've banged on about it for months and months, and you're probably fed up of hearing about it, but not as fed up as I am of owning it. So I've been away, I've just come back from Australia, and I thought, do you know what, I'm going to bite the bullet, I'm going to put a little bit of money down, and I'm going to swap it for a used 911. So I've got some prices on my car off of the same people that I got the prices from last month, which were CarWow, We Buy Any Car, and a couple of others as well, Motorway I think one of them was. Anyway, I went through the prices with them, and I thought I needed to get an updated version of what the prices are, so I got them, I got prices, and I also rang the dealership that had got a 911 in that took my fancy, and I gave them a ring as well. And what they told me, I was rather shocked with, in fact extremely shocked with, and I'll tell you more about that later. What I need you to do is share this video for me, share it on your social media, share it on your Facebook, also hit the subscribe button. Let's push this video out so people don't make the same mistake that I do, because the agenda nowadays with the powers that be are trying to get everybody into electric cars, and these things I found out are basically a disposable vehicle, like your mobile phone or anything else that has batteries in it. And I found that out with really bad consequences. So if you're new to the channel, do hit the subscribe button, share it on social media, and give it a thumbs up. It pushes it out to YouTube, and let's educate other people so they don't make the same mistake as I do. Now, without further ado, my friends, let's go. Right, now then, let's get down to business, shall we? So, I've just been away. I've been over to Australia filming videos. If you watch the channel, you will have seen those videos. I'm back now, and I drove down and I left my car at Heathrow Airport while I was over in Australia for 4 weeks. And I was a little bit worried that when I got back, whether my car would start, because last time I did that, the internal battery locked me into the car. And locked me out, and then I managed to get in manually and it locked me in the car. However, all was good, no issues whatsoever. Now, I also planned my journey, because all evangelists will tell you, should have planned your journey, fail to plan, plan to fail, or whatever they say. So I planned my journey this time, and what I did was I charged on the way down before I got to Heathrow. So when I got back to Heathrow from an 18-hour flight, my car would be charged, almost anyway. I literally got back to the office with about 3% charge. Although they say plan your journey, and you think, oh well, everything went smoothly then. It did. It went really smoothly on the way back. I got back to the office, 3% charge left, didn't have to stop to charge. However, on the way down, it was an absolute nightmare. In fact, so much so, I wish I had recorded it, but I was just not in the right mindset. I wanted to get down to the hotel and get some sleep before I had a massive flight the next day. Because on the way down, I charged at, I tried to charge at the services. Let me get out of here. I tried to charge at the services on the M1 at Northampton to start with, and Northampton had got some new chargers installed. However, you couldn't tap and pay. You had to download the app. The tap and pay wasn't working. So I thought, right, okay. So then I went down to Milton Keynes, which is off of the junction, out of my way a little bit. And there as well, I went in. I had to wait for half an hour while another car was charging. So that was a bit of a nightmare. There's a car, there's a nice sports car behind me. I'm just wondering what that is. I think it might be a McLaren. Anyway, so I had a half an hour wait at Milton Keynes where the Ionity chargers were. And I ended up, good grief, the potholes. I ended up charging there after I'd waited half an hour. I needed the toilet as well. And it's a bus station. It's the bus station for a coach station for National Express. So I went in there and I needed the toilet. And you have to pay to get into the toilet. It's a 50p or a pound or whatever. And I said, I haven't got any cash. Can I just tap and pay? Oh no, you'll need to get some cash. So I had to get some cash out of the wall, which charged me, to then buy a coffee that I didn't really want from the shop, to get the change to go to the toilet while my car was charging. And I managed to charge it, and then I got down to the airport. But it was a little bit of a nightmare, so it wasn't quite that easy. It added another hour onto my journey down to the hotel. So this all mounted up, and while I was away in Australia, I thought, you know what? I have had enough of this blooming electric car. It's a nightmare. I just want rid, and I want a 911. So I looked online, and I saw a nice 911 at a dealership, at a Porsche dealership, and I thought, right, okay, I know my car, I'm about 20 odd thousand pound in negative equity. Now I've managed to save a little bit, not 20 odd thousand pounds, and I thought, what I'll do is I'll just bite the bullet and I'll go in, swap it for this car, and I'll have to pay slightly more a month for that, and try and do some kind of deal with it. So I got some prices off of We Buy Any Car, got some prices off of Motorway, prices off of Car Wow, and then another one, which I said, which I'm going to go through. I'm going to pull over and go through the prices with you. But also, I rang the dealership who had the 911 in. Beautiful 911. Used car. And I thought, fair enough, that's good. Really nice. Good nick. But I rang the dealership, and what he told me was, I was shocked, really. Well, I shouldn't really be shocked with the electric cars, really, should I? Because the experience I've had so far, it just proves the point that electric cars, and we're being sold these electric cars, the government's trying to shove them down our throats, motor manufacturers are trying to shove them down our throats, because the government's telling them that they can't sell any cars after 2035 that aren't electric cars. So they're having to do that, and they're having to sell these cars that are not really fit for purpose, because they literally are disposable cars, and people are going to end up in massive negative equity, and they're not going to be able to get rid of the cars, and then they're not going to work because the batteries are going to run out, and they're going to degrade, and it's going to be ridiculously expensive to replace them. Bear with me, I'm getting to the prices, and you will not believe what the manufacturers at the dealership said to me. I was really disappointed. So now I'm in a bit of a quandary. I don't know what to do. Anyway, let me just get on here, and I'll try and get on the motorway, and then pull off and get a coffee, and I'll tell you exactly what the prices are, what I was given again from all the online dealerships, which has gone down from the last time I told you over a month ago, quite a bit. But it was the dealership that just, it blew my mind. So I want the 911. I don't want to be driving around in an oversized Scale Electric or a milk float. Right, so I haven't got the cost hand at the moment, however, I'll let you in on what the dealership said. So I rang the dealership, I spoke to the guy, the buyer. It wasn't Porsche Leeds and it wasn't Porsche Nottingham. I might have to have a word with Porsche Nottingham and see whether they can help me out. That's my next step. However, the dealership that I rang, who'd got the Porsche in that I wanted, the 911 that I wanted, the guy who actually answered watches the channel. And he has actually seen my videos on electric cars, which is quite interesting. And he did tell me a bit of information, but he did say, please don't mention me on your video. So I won't mention him. I really want to mention who it is, but I'm not going to because he could probably lose his job and that's not nice. So anyway, but what he did say was, obviously now there is a new Porsche Taycan that's come out. There's a new model with a longer range battery on it, etc. It goes faster. In fact, it's insanely fast and it's slightly remodeled. So that now has brought the cost of my car down and obviously it's less desirable, shall we say, because everybody's going to want the new Taycan if they're going for a Taycan at all. So he said basically they've got too much stock of the excess stock of the older model Taycan, so unfortunately they're not buying in any new Taycans because they're overstocked with them, so he won't buy my car. So what he did say was, your best bet would probably be to sell it private. Now, if I sell it private to try and get, then I'm going to have to pay the 20 odd grand that I owe on it back to the finance company, which I wanted to add into the cost of the new finance deal on the new, on the used 911 that I saw. So it won't quite work, I don't think, because I'd have to sell the car, pay the finance off, and find that entire 20 odd grand to pay that finance off, which I haven't got the entire 20 odd grand, if you know what I mean. I wanted to encompass it into the new finance deal with the 911 at the dealership. So, but he's not buying them in. So that's a little bit of, that's put a little bit of a spanner in the works, shall we say. My next step is to have a word with obviously Porsche Nottingham and Porsche Leeds and see what they come up with for me, but they haven't got the 911 in that I wanted. I'm sure they've got some others, but we'll have to have a look. Anyway, so they're not buying in any more Taycans. They're overstocked with Taycans, so it's basically it's they won't even buy it back. They did give me a rough cost on what it would be, and it did come out better than Car Wow and We Buy Any Car, etc. And I'll go through them with you and tell you what they are. But it just goes to show that electric cars really are a disposable item. If you buy an EV of any kind, you are going to lose a massive amount of money on it. Now, it's not just the Taycans. I had a guy email me asking me what my advice is, because he had an Audi e-tron that he had, and he wanted to go back to a petrol car because he was sick of charging up, etc. And he says, what can I do? Because he was in massive negative equity again, because these electric cars do not hold their value. And who wants a used electric car when the batteries degrade? For instance, this battery on this is £45,000 for a replacement battery plus labor, so you're probably looking at I'd guess another £7,000 on top, which is more than the car is worth. So it's pointless. It's a disposable item, which is where we left at with electric cars, and that's why they will never catch on. And hopefully anybody who's watching this video will share it out there on your social media. Any one of your friends or family or yourself that's thinking of buying an electric car, do not buy one. Do not do it. Don't fall for it. I guarantee you that the government will put that date back and push it back from 2035 to even more. These things are an interim until something else comes out, like a cleaner fuel cell, etc. Please don't do it. So I'm going to find somewhere to pull over, get a coffee, and I'll read you these figures and let you know exactly what this car's worth now and what I owe on it. I bought it for £120,000 and now it's worthless in less than 3 years. Right, okay, so I've pulled in. I'm going to put some charge in while I'm here and get a coffee. Also, by the way, my heater's stopped working in my car, which I was waiting for it to happen because that's a thing with Porsche. The heating system's stopped working and there's a backup now, so I'm not going to have any heat or any air conditioning in my car for a while now until they replace the heater on it. That's really annoying. I give up. Anyway, let's go through these figures. I'm going to plug my car in, then we'll go through the figures and I'll tell you exactly what I've been offered compared to last month, and also what the dealership offered me, but obviously, well, told me it's worth, but said they're not going to take the car, basically. Anyway, let's get out there, turn this milk float off, and go through the figures. I can't believe it. The blooming heater's not... I'm going to have to call in at Porsche on the way up to Leeds. Milk float off. Oh, right, well, I'm going to charge my car up. I can't believe it. Now my heater's gone. I was waiting for it to happen. I was thinking, oh no, because loads of people's heaters in the Taycans have broken at the moment. In fact, I was at the dentist yesterday. He's got a Taycan Cross Turismo and his heater's been broken for the last 3 months trying to book it in. So luckily it's coming up to spring and summer and I won't be that cold, but I can't believe it. Unbelievable. Who's made these things? Right, let's get this thing charged up and I'll let you know exactly what the costs are. Unbelievable, this. Anyway, there's a guy over there who watches the channel. Hi, by the way, I'm saying hi to you over there. And he's got an MG and it's a company car. And he's been sat here for 40 minutes waiting for it to charge, which is obviously time is money, isn't it, for businesses? What do these businesses think? Obviously, they're saving money on tax, but that's really wrong, isn't it? It's like false economy, because then they're saving money on the tax, but then they've got an employee who's sat there waiting for the car to charge, which is nuts, isn't it? Anyway, I don't know. Let me get this charged up. I want to tell you these figures. Please present your payment method to the contact reader. That's what I've just done. Try again. I've just done it and I'm freezing. Try again. Please present your payment method to the... I've done it! How many times do you want me to do it? I've just done it, GridServe! Oh, give in. Right. Back in again. Shove it in. I'm freezing. Right, try again. preparing to charge, reconnecting your vehicle. Oh, come on. Come on, I'm freezing. Oh, perishing. Preparing to charge, reconnecting to your vehicle. Probably taking all my information and data and where I've been as well. Oh, here we go, 78%, that's it. Charging using 100% net zero energy. Right, okay, see you later. So, here we go. Have you finished? Not yet. Another 20 minutes. There you go. I won't put the camera around on you, but 20 minutes. How long have you been so far? About 20 minutes. 40 minutes then. 40 minutes for a full charge. Shouldn't you be at work? Oh, you are at work. He is at work. Anyway, there you go. What is it? Electric cars. They're brilliant, aren't they? At least your heater works. Anyway, let's get down to business. So, basically, the initial cost of the car was £120,000. Now, the last time I did this a month ago, my Porsche offered me £44,650 for it. We Buy Any Car offered me £44,135. Motorway offered me £41,209, this is a month ago, and CarWow offered me £42,372, and flipping heck, listen to what they offered me, was £28,360. Now, I went back online today. I also got a quote off of Porsche off the dealership in exchange for the 911, what I wanted, but obviously they wasn't taking any more Taycans. They wasn't taking them, get it? And he said it's roughly worth £41,500, so £41,500 if they were to take it, but they're not. This was that dealership. I'm not going to mention it. I don't want to lose him his job. I am going to go to Nottingham and Leeds though and see whether they'll take it, but I wanted that Porsche that they'd got in at that dealership. Anyway, we'll go back to that. We Buy Any Car, as of today, offered me £40,615. Motorway offered me, wait for this, £39,893. CarWow, who I quite like, their YouTube channel, I watch them, £41,616. And flipping heck, wait for this, £26,690, which is outrageous. So it leaves me in a massive negative equity, because as of today as well, the balance to pay off my car with Porsche Finance is £64,664.15. So basically I'd be left in over £20,000 out of pocket, which I thought, well, what I would do is, if Porsche, the dealership, against the 911, would have taken my car, and I would have been able to add that onto the finance. But if I sell it privately, like is suggested that I do, then I'm going to have to find the £20,000 to pay the finance company off, which is, I've not got all of it, you see. So I'm basically left with a car that's worthless. Even the dealership does not want this car back. So yet again, electric cars, as I say, they're a throwaway item, they're disposable, and they're basically not fit for purpose. So if you're thinking of buying one, do not do it. You're going to be left in the same predicament that I've been left in. I can tell you now, we've got another electric car coming here, which is reversing in. BMW, so I've got two more. Do you know what? I've got all these evangelists around me. I feel a bit uncomfortable, like they're going to get me. Anyway, that's all from me today. I'm going to try and sort it out. I've got to call into Porsche now and try and sort the heater out and get that sorted, which is only just under warranty, I think, so I need to get that sorted. I just want rid. I've had enough. That's all from me today. Please do give it a thumbs up. Do share it on social media and do tell your friends as well not to buy an electric car. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Don't forget, thumbs up, hit the subscribe button and share it. And let's stop this blooming madness. Right, well, I'm waiting for it to charge. Interesting thing is, the woman who pulled in there in the BMW, another guy's pulled in now, the charger wasn't working. There was an error. So she had to move a car and go over there. I've got a photograph of it. There you go. And it said basically there was an error, so she couldn't charge. So she had to go to the next one over there. And then she's having a bit of an issue with that one as well. So there you go. Complete nightmare. And I'm freezing now and I've got no heater.